station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
Sunday Live on 91.3 FM stereo. Sunday Live.
Welcome back, 42 after 7 in the AM. 0829913913 is your WhatsApp line, is how you can reach us this morning. And intimately throughout the program, you can give us a call, 021-442-3530. Now, South Africa has seen a rapid rise in the second wave of COVID-19 infections as our health system is under enormous strain. According to Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize, the department welcomes a boost in resources of 2,367 medical interns and 1,693 medical community service practitioners, which would form part of the 7,895 community service workforce. Joining us online is Ms. Eleanor Roberts, Provincial Chairperson, Western Cape and Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, to unpack this discussion. Good morning, Ms. Roberts.
Good morning. How are you? And thanks for having us as the NOSA.
Absolutely a pleasure, ma'am. And how are you doing?
I am okay under the circumstances.
Without doubt. And I'm sure, as part of the healthcare working force, any form of extra added assistance is always welcome. So how do you feel about 4,000 fresh doctors being employed by the health department?
Oh, as the NOSA, yes, we do really welcome the all-hands-on-deck approach.
Mm-hmm.
So we're welcoming the all the conserve doctors that need to come and help us in the institutions. However, we are a nursing organization, as a nurses organization, we would like to see that our nurses community service doctors, nurses are also being appointed as now being advocated with as young doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not widely advocated because there is, even from our young nurses who is graduating this year or already graduated, finished in December, is sitting without post.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing being advocated as to young nurses, graduates, that is going to be absorbed in the pandemic during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So as the NOSA, we welcome that, like I said, the all-hands-on-deck approach, but we would have loved to hear about the nurses too, that is being absorbed.
Absolutely. Now, is there any particular reason provided by different stakeholders as to why there's no posts available, or why there's no employment available for them, for the nurses?
What is happened, especially in Gauteng now, the contract came to an end on the 31st of December, and it has not been renewed. So what happens every year, and it's not this year, it's year in and year out for how many years, that as a nurses organization, we advocate that in January, February from the previous year, the department knows how many conserved nurses are going to be finishing the end of December or January, in the case of Western Cape in January. So then they will say, if it comes to the end, there's a process that needs to be followed to absorb them and filling the post. So this is not what's happening. So what's happening is that still that process, that of interviewing and recruitment and selection, that need to be done now at this moment. Our student movement is, as the NOSA is busy taking this issue up once again like every year. So there's no actual issue as to why they have not been appointed on a quick basis like this, conserve doctors that finished now.
Interesting. I think that's and in terms of DENOSA being a larger representative organization or trade union to represent nursing interests, have you all managed to gain support to force or put pressure on the National Department of Health in order to ensure that nurses do get employment?
thank you. Every year we do put force on the National Department of Health. Even now this year we're doing it again, but more vigorously, because we would have thought that the National Department of Health would come to us even in March, knowing that this concert finished in December, in January, to come and say that nurses need to be employed. So as the NOSA, we are putting real pressure on them now, especially in terms of the COVID pandemic, whereby I think they don't respect our nurses also, that they could have also been employed, taking into consideration that they would be of great help to the community of South Africa during this pandemic. So our student movement, as I said, is putting pressure on the National Department of Health, same as in the provinces. We are putting pressure.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of the challenges that nurses themselves have faced during the pandemic in terms of resources, in terms of support, and other challenges?
Thank you. The challenges, nurses, I must say, are really demoralized now. Mm-hmm. As I am sitting here and as we are hearing from our members out there, the challenges that they are finding with is that obviously we know that their colleagues are dying, their family are dying, they are risking their lives out there. So after the first pandemic, first surge, now it's a second surge. Still, there is not the necessary resources for them. There is not the necessary support. Department of Health, in terms of Metropolitan Health, do give them support. However, it is minimal support because of the anger that nurses currently have within them, because they were not paid the increment. But it's not about money. The issue is that every time they just hear a thank you for what you are doing, they hear it since the first wave, and now it's the second wave, and there is not that resources, there is not staff in the institutions. They go on isolation, they are not being replaced. The actual working conditions in COVID is not being properly looked after in the hospital for the nurses. So they are very, very demoralized. I don't know if you heard about the increment, the cost of living adjustment, because the medicals is going up, policies is going up. Nurses did not get money as if they are not part of South Africa. Mm-hmm. So that is the challenge. Once again, we said it's not about money because our patients come first. Mm-hmm. But then look after our mental health also, because we are risking our lives since the first wave of COVID and now again. But every time we just hear a lousy thank you from the Department of Health. Thank you.
No, I think that is that is definitely a concern, you know, mental health and exhaustion, something that's been troubling all healthcare workers across the front. Now, in terms of, would you say that nurses in the private sector are also facing similar challenges?
I would say that because they are nurses, they are also facing the same brunt like what they do in the community, in the public hospitals. The public hospitals is overburdened. Usually the what you hear is that it goes better in private. But as at now, they are following the same scenario like in the public hospitals. However, I believe that in the public hospital, in the private hospitals, which gave nurses some money for working in COVID, it's been taken away subsequently, but it's been retained in some of the private hospitals. So that is a little bit of a solace, but also not. The issue is the working conditions. So to answer your question, it's the same in both situations.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Now, there was always concern about, hospitals supplying adequate PPE. Has that been a problem in the state sector?
That is a problem since day one, even in the first surge that we're having, this problem with PPE, a shortage, or if there is PPE, then the procurement processes is not being taken place. Maybe one hospital will order 1,000 while there is another hospital that won't order. I'm now making an example of masks. Mm-hmm. Because of the procurement processes, as I say, at the moment we're sitting with the issue of KN95 masks, which is so important for our nurses, where it's been said that it does not comply with the standards as per SABS. And what we note, and we did bring this under the attention of the government, but nothing is being done about it. We are just said that we must, in the, as for Western Cape, been said, you must just keep your KN95 mask with the surgical mask underneath. But that is going to bring other problems. We don't want that. We want proper PPE, especially masks for our nurses. And as the NOSA, we are currently doing legal processes. We're getting legal advice. If our PPE is not going to be correct within a certain time, the NOSA is going to take the necessary steps against the department.
Mm.
Because especially with the masks and our protective clothing is very important for our nurses. And we're trying since day one of the COVID for to get proper PPE in. And up till today, it's not up to standard. The moral of the story, irony, is that we hear about PPE fraud and that, but we don't see what is happening to those that is committing to fraud. We don't see them going to jail or being punished. We don't see and hear about them. The question is something being done about it? While the people, the frontliners, is in dire straits, they are angry about them crying out, but the department don't do anything on it.
Absolutely.
So there is not adequate PPE as of now.
I think so. I think that is the important component that, you know, you need PPE to work in a COVID situation. Do you perhaps have statistics of maybe, you know, across South Africa or maybe in the Western Cape at least, how many nursing staff have been affected by COVID-19 and how many of them have unfortunately passed on?
As we are sitting now, we don't... we cannot say, as for Western Cape, how many has been affected. But what we can say is that in the second surge, it's about almost 20 that passed on due to COVID-19 in the second surge.
And that would be within the last month
but
only.
For those that have been infected, it changes on a daily route. We don't have that as of now.
Wow. So 20, I mean, just in the last month since the second surge, 20 of our frontline healthcare workers have passed on, hey?
I'm talking about nurses only. I'm not talking about ambulance drivers or other healthcare workers. I'm talking nurses because we, not that we don't care about the others, but we care about our nurses.
No, absolutely.
So we take on this definitely.
Without doubt. There was some media reports some time ago about recalling nurses back from retirement, you know, because of their expertise and because of their special interests and how they're able to, you know, function in specific environments like theater nurses or ICU nurses. Have you heard anything along those lines?
There is been a contract that is being out there for nurses to come back to the department. But now the irony is that from this nurses is also been called by what they call a non-governmental organization, where a contract, because from a contract point of view, there's certain benefits that you are getting. So there is from the contract that is being called by the government, however, it is what they call an NGO, so which means many nurses are not entitled to the contract benefits as per Department of Health. So Department of Health did call some nurses back. We don't have stats, but nurses are being called back. But our issue that we are taking up now is that why is it that some nurses are benefiting against others that is not benefiting in terms of monitoring, being called back to come and work during COVID, if you understand.
Mm.
Because that is discriminating towards some nurses. And with the NGOs that have been appointed, they also call healthcare workers in which home-based carers, where sometimes they will make use of the home-based carers in the institutions as nurses, whereby they are not nurses. And that is a concern for us. We are taking it up at the moment because the registered nurse is responsible for everyone in her environment. So if anything goes wrong to the patient, then the registered nurse will take the brunt if a home-based carer is there to assist the patient in something help. But we do welcome all the help on deck, and the department is taking, they did do the necessary contract appointees, and people are being appointed, but it's just how they are being appointed. So that is what the NOSA is looking in. So the department is playing its part, and we welcome that. But it must be done properly.
Absolutely. I think that's an important component, you know, about it being done in a manner, in a way that is accessible, transparent. And I think, as much as the expertise is needed, I'm sure you would also agree that there has to be employment for the younger nurses who need their training and who are able to withstand the long, difficult hours, for them to also get employment, right?
Precisely, but this is not what's happening at the moment, because there is very minimal. Our colleges has been closed, so there is very few nurses that is being appointed to go and study. Even from our nurses who's working 5 to 10 years, it's a very minimal in the Western Cape that is appointed to go and study. So we are yet for this year, I'm talking this year 2021, so we are worried about the future of nursing. What about the pandemic now? So that's less than 100, so we are really worried what about the future of nursing if the department don't employ nurses and close colleges. And that is a cry from the NOSA for many, many years already.
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, a long-term chronic. And we can see that, you know, the cracks are falling, Ms. Roberts, in terms of we've got this pandemic in front of us, and all the issues that were underlined previously are now coming to the fore.
Exactly. COVID has brought many, many flaws out for all of us, whether it's the community, whether it's the workforce, whether it's the government. COVID has brought many flaws to the fore, and we can only go forward in terms of lessons that we are learning. And by right, we should have learned from lessons since the first surge, but it seems not, because in the second surge, we are not ready, definitely. We are not ready. Communities are not ready. We don't come to the party. Communities don't assist us. Government is not doing what it did previously with the first surge. I mean, if you walk into the malls as a community member, you don't see that urgency of securities doing the necessary. Giving you a little bit of sanitizer and all that. In the institutions, the COVID ward is opened just on an ad hoc basis, while previously there was adequately planned for that. So we are not ready with this thing. So there was a lot of flaws that COVID did show us as community, nurse, workforce, and as government.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Ms. Roberts, thank you so much for sharing light and giving us inside information about what's happening on the ground and issues that nurses, junior doctors are facing the rest of the country. And one can only wish you well and prosperity, and obviously thank you for all the good work that nurses are doing, you know, in terms of front lines. All the best to you.
Yes, thank you so much. And from our side also, we want to say to the community, please assist us, because we're not in the front anymore. It's depending on you, on the community now. They must assist us, and they must not get serious only when they are being affected themselves or their family is affected. We must all take hands together in this, and thank you for everything, for you too.
Absolutely, a pleasure. Go well, Ms. Roberts, and have a lovely one.
Thank you so much. Now enjoy the day.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ms. Roberts, the chairperson of DeNOSA Western Cape, speaking to us. We can hear from her voice. It is really, really difficult out there. So let's do our part. Let's keep safe, inshallah. Well, it is 8 on the head.